And there's people on the business.
Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.
This is Kevin Moore from the Saturday Scoreboard with Nick Heath, the manager of the under-21s here at Bournemouth St Michael's. Good evening, Nick.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
When I spoke to your colleague Dean Conway last season, he talked about a lot about the training and the success he'd implemented in the club
as well.
But since last season, can I start off with then, how's the team shaping up in terms of recruitment and retention of players?
21s is very strong. We've had large intake of players. We've probably got about 28 registered with the club at the moment. Probably have close to that number every week for training. What we've said to the lads at the minute is come, we'll look at them at training. If we think they're good enough, we sign them and we let people play. So we've got 28 on the books. Probably the majority of them have at least played one or two games for the club. The retention is good. We've got probably five or six now left from the Bournemouth 18s that Dean had last year. I've got my college lads that are a little bit older that have left college, so I've got probably 10 or 13 of them. And then we've got the lads that are in the academy this year, progressing into the 21s as well. It's a wide scope of players.
So 28 numbers then. Is that a manageable number to look after over the course of the season?
We've called up to the first team, injuries, suspensions, everything else. Yeah, we're quite happy with that.
Give us an overview on the training, how it's done this season. Is there anything you and Dean have changed this year compared to last year?
Probably a little bit. We've gone with a little bit more structure, try and work a lot on shape in training. So in terms of what formation we're going to play on the Saturday, try and work in it. We are a little bit limited. Obviously space is a bit of an issue. We only have an hour a week, but luckily, because I work with the academy and I work with so many other players, what we're implementing at the academy, the under-19s, we'll carry on through to a Saturday as well.
So that keeps it a bit consistent then, doesn't it?
Definitely. Helps. It also means that lads are a lot fitter as well. We also started pre-season earlier than any other under-21s team because we joined in with the first team, we had an early start. So we've been training since the middle of July. So we are a very fit team, and obviously with numbers we're able to move people around, and you know, availability is strong and good.
And regarding the training yourself then, Nick, is there any aspects of the training that you like to specialise in?
We like to look at going forward. So we've got a formation that we play at the moment, which is 4-2-3-1. We play that in the academy, we play it in the 21s, something that I believe in. Dean has massively bought into it as well. We've also got Neil Hornby, who works alongside us, who was head of coaching at Burton Albion. Left there in the summer. Been at Barrow recently as their interim manager, but has now decided he wants to join us full time. So he's coming in on the academy and the 21s. And if you look at our record, we haven't had a game where we haven't scored this season. So I believe in scoring goals. I like to entertain people.
And overview of the season so far, top of the table.
Yeah.
Is it about...
On goal difference.
On goal difference.
Don't get too excited.
Early days yet.
But
top of the table, though, when I spoke to Dean last year, he said it's not just about the league table, it's about getting the players having a good run of playing good football and learning their skills that go along. But you must be delighted you're top of the table stage of the season.
Listen, any manager who tells you they don't look at the league table is lying. Of course, you want to be top of the table, it's fantastic, isn't it? But our main role within the club is to provide the first team with players. You know, the more people I can get into the first team, the happier I'll be. But if you're being successful, that means you've got more chance of getting people into the first team. Obviously, if you're down the bottom of the league, you're not doing your job properly. But yeah, no, delighted with the start that we've made. Fantastic.
Want to show Will slightly touch on a bit as well, Nick. Yeah. I know there was a controversial game recently. We played Burton Town A in the Cup.
There certainly was, yeah.
Talk through your perspective on it.
Right, so we travelled to Burton Town, who are an adult team. So we turned up with our under-21s, an adult team. Tough game for the lads, to be fair. Difficult pitch, difficult conditions, difficult atmosphere surrounding the game. Lads looked after themselves superbly well. We were 2-0 up, conceded, got into 2-2. I knew at the end of the game that it was going straight to penalties. I'd have been told by Clive, who clearly told me that's the situation. My lad who plays as a referee as well, he knew the situation. He was on the pitch at the time, told the ref. The ref hadn't got a clue. He was actually bullied into playing extra time by the opposition. So we played extra time. We lost. I ran Clive as soon as the game had finished and said, look, we've lost. I'm not sure we should have played extra time. As you can imagine with Clive, if you know who Clive is, Clive's very strict, knows the rules. He said, I'm not happy with that, we're going to do something about it. So over the next probably 10 to 14 days, it went back and forth, emails and stuff. Originally, we were asked to go and replay the game, which I put to our lads. They didn't want to go back there because of how it had ended. We asked for it to be played at our place. They refused that. We were then asked to go back and take penalties. 1:30, before their next league game. Mind-boggling.
Since then, am I right in thinking the club are putting complaints to the FA about it?
We've been to the Birmingham County FA. We've made our position quite clear. They made their position clear that there'd been a breach in the rules. The referee had broke the rules. It would be the same referee. Penalties must be taken. I then spoke to Clive, to Stato, to the guys at the club, and we agreed that we'd withdraw from the competition. No point in us travelling all that way just to. I mean, how do you even take the five panel? Who are you going to take? Do you take a full squad? There had to be the people that are on the pitch at the end. Ridiculous situation.
Sad to hear that then, Nick. But on a positive note then, you're doing well in your league performances. Yep. And you've got a semi-local derby, Coleshill Town, coming up as well.
We have, yeah. Got those in the cup there. Unfortunately, not in our league. But yeah, we're looking forward to going there on Saturday. It does give me an opportunity to mix the team up a little bit as well, which I'm going to do. So some of the lads who haven't played much football are going to play in the cup. I've also got a couple of lads coming down from the first team as well, which happens on a regular occasion. So it's good, yeah. Looking forward to going there. Should be interesting.
And I suppose doing a mixture of cup and league matches gives you a real opportunity to really utilise your 28-man squad, doesn't
it? Yeah, hugely. I've got probably a hardcore now of about 18 to 20 players that are playing on a regular basis. But it does give us a chance. We've got a few of the lads that have been out injured. A few lads haven't been available for whatever reason. We're going to bring them in on Saturday and let them have a go and see how they get on.
A little bit about yourself then, Nick. Your background in football. What's the other teams have you played at and coached at as well?
I'm not from round here. I'm from Staffordshire. So originally, when I first started out, I played for Rugeley Athletic. As a kid, unfortunately, the team isn't around anymore. Bad groin injury when I was about 28. It's left me just playing Sunday football. So I played for Armitage Shanks. The toilet makers, all my friends worked at Armitage Shanks. So that's where I ended up playing football. Then I had my boys and they took over basically, so I started running my eldest lad Reese, who's now 26, so I ran his team when he was under 10s for a local club called Starling St Anne's. My youngest lad then played as well, so I was doing morning and afternoons running teams. Reese finished at under 16s, then went to college, played at college under me, and Sam I took from under 7s to under 16s, so I did that all the way through. At the same time, I became chairman of that club, so I was chairman for 10 years of the junior football club, having up to 14 junior teams. So that's a little bit of my background, where I'm from and what I've been doing. I thought I'd retired. Clearly I haven't.
And how did you get involved in Barmere then?
Through college, we started playing some games. Once the 3G had been put down, we started playing some games here. And speaking to Dave and to Stato, they would like to develop the idea of working in a partnership. It had been rumoured before when the grass pitch was here, but it was never a logical thing to happen because of the pitch usage. So we sat down at a table with my gaffer, Jason Allen, at BMET, and we put together a proposal where we'd run some teams out of here through the college, and that's where we're at the moment. And then through that, speaking to Stuart Grosner, they decided they wanted a 21s team, and they decided they wanted me to do it, which I was more than happy to do.
And there's people on the pitch. Sports on 107.5. Switch Radio.